Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, senior pastor at Briarwood, and it's Tuesday, time for another slice of fresh bread. John chapter 20, and we're in verse 19. Jesus is risen. He has appeared to Mary Magdalene. She has gone back to announce to the disciples that Jesus is risen, and he is going to be here until he ascends to the Father. We are not to cling to him, as he told her, "Don't cling to me. I will ascend. You can't hold me here. I'm going to ascend. But you can proclaim, I am risen, and I will ascend." And then he is going to let them know again that he will return. But let's see about this third recorded appearance of Jesus. We'll begin reading in verse 19. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." All right, just a few verses, but my, oh my, how rich. So Jesus is risen. What's the day? First day of the week. And now, no longer will Jesus keep Sabbath. Why? He's the Lord of the Sabbath. He has fulfilled the Sabbath. On the day of preparation, the Lamb of God was slain. On the Sabbath day, he rested in the grave from his work. On the first day of the week, he came forth, as he came forth in glory and in majesty. So now, here is Jesus risen on the first day. And what does he do? He establishes the Lord's day. Here, the New Testament manifestation of the church assembles back in the upper room. At least it seems as if, most likely, that's where it was. And they were back in that upper room. Remember, that's where he had washed their feet. That's where he had established the Lord's Supper. That's where he had delivered the upper room discourse of what he was going to do. And now, just a few days later, on the first day of the week, he is back as the risen, the Lamb of God now standing. And he is there ministering to them in order that they might know of the glorious accomplishment of his work of redemption. What does he now announce? Peace be unto you. Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. Because Jesus died on the cross for our sins and is risen, now he announces peace. You got two types of peace in Jesus. You got peace with God, that's legal peace. And you've got the peace of God, that's subjective peace. Because you have peace with God, and the Lord of glory dwells within you, you have the peace of God. So we are at peace with God, and we live in the peace of God. So they who were scattered by fear, now it says they were glad when they saw him. Jesus turns our fear into gladness and cast out our fear because perfect love cast out all fear. So in Jesus, we've got a perfect love. Fear is gone. Peace is ours. And then he says, "As the Father sent me, so I send you. I have saved you." Why? To send you. Folks, here's the fact of the matter. Everyone you meet is either a mission field or a missionary. You're a mission field if you don't know Jesus, so take Jesus to them. And when they become Christians, they then become missionaries. So if you're a Christian, you're not a mission field, you're a missionary. Go to the world and tell others about Jesus Christ. And then he breathes on them the Holy Spirit. Serving Christ and proclaiming the gospel requires both courage and humility, boldness and contrition. And only the Holy Spirit can give you that. So you go and proclaim the gospel. That's why he says, if you forgive the sins, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness, it is withheld. What he's talking about is the gospel. When you preach the gospel, then you offer forgiveness. If you don't preach the gospel, you have withheld forgiveness, for there is no other forgiveness except through Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit's upon you. Now go and proclaim the gospel. You have been sent even as Jesus was sent to you. Now he sends you into the world to seek and to save the lost. And that's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.